So as I said last time, our theme for the year is wisdom and foolishness and the difference between those two things. And today we're going to talk about how you might apply wisdom at a place that has a lot of different rules and laws. Now, it's no secret to anyone that you're at a school that has a lot of rules. You have rules about what you can and can't wear. You have rules about how you should wear it. You have rules about lunch and how you should eat lunch and how long you have to eat it. You have rules about homework, late assignments, how to behave in class, how to respond to your teacher, and even some rules about bathroom breaks or how to walk in the hallways. Now, it may not be surprising to you that not all of the rules are enforced the same way in every class, especially if you have different teachers throughout the day. Some might remind you to tuck in your shirt, and others might not notice. Some are aware of every slight attempt at cheating or bending the rules, and others may not notice. Some may give you the format to follow for your homework, and other teachers it doesn't matter as much, as long as you turn it in and you do the work. So you have different varieties of how the rules are enforced. But now let me give you another obvious fact, that teachers can't see everything. They can't notice everything. Maybe if you've been at the school for long enough, you know some of the ways to get around some of those rules, that you realize that if you wear a sweatshirt, your teacher probably can't notice if your shirt's tucked in. You know where the hidden corners of the building are, where you may not be seen by the surveillance cameras that are always watching from above. You know when and where you can keep your phone in your pocket and sneak a chance to check it throughout the day. You have all of these different gray areas or ambiguities in the handbook that you've figured out how to understand and use to your own advantage. And the teachers don't see it. You've figured out extra tricks to get more time on your assignments or to avoid late penalties. And you've figured out these things by experience. But let me tell you a somewhat less obvious fact, that teachers sometimes see more than they let on. Right? For example, I can see you right now picking your nose. Yes, I see you. They sometimes see more things and yet don't feel the need to correct it at that moment. They can see the person who is consistently cleaning up at lunch and the person who consistently leaves trash around under plausible deniability. Well, maybe it was somebody else's. Teachers often notice but don't necessarily say anything about it. We can see your full-page artwork that you're working on in class that you're only half trying to cover up and hide. So teachers, at the same time, can't see everything, but also see more than they let on sometimes. So with those two realities, with those two facts, maybe you're wondering, what's the point of having rules if you can't enforce all of them? You can't see everything. What's the point of having so many rules if you don't enforce them all the time? Isn't that just legalistic, hypocritical, tyrannical, trying to control your every move? What is the point of all of these laws if they either aren't consistently enforced or aren't necessarily seen or can be enforced? The fact is, we live in a world of weakness. We are all weak. There are limits to our senses, what we can see, what we can hear, what we can experience, and there's limits to our knowledge. There are blind spots in our character and in our judgment, our decisions. We commit both unintentional mistakes and we also commit deliberate sins. Folly, foolishness, tries to take advantage of these weaknesses in others and use them for our own advantage. So let me give you some examples of how folly could take advantage of some of these weaknesses. So maybe as a teacher, you could exploit these rules and use them against students. You may selectively enforce the rules on some students, but not on others. Some can get away with it, but some can't. You may notice a student doing something that's not technically against the rules, and so you find a different rule to make sure that they can be disciplined or corrected for that, even if it's not the thing you wanted to. Students can also do this. They can use the law and exploit its weaknesses to their own advantage. Knowing the exact terminology or equivocating on terms to escape responsibility.
Well, my teacher said no talking, but she didn't say no whispering.
Did she say no talking or no whispering? You may know how to quickly give an apology when you're called into the office. If you give the right apology, if you give the right words, you know how you can get away without any consequences. You can learn how to exploit these rules. And folly uses this as a weakness to your own advantage, or uses it as a club to prey on others. But wisdom, on the other hand, tries to find these weaknesses and shore them up, to fix them, to protect against them. There are cracks and shortcomings in the rules. The rules don't cover everything. If you're faced with a severe hurricane, you may need to, if you're in Florida or something, and you're faced with a hurricane, you may need to put boards on the windows to protect the windows. It would be silly to say, well, the windows can't keep up the hurricane. I guess we should take out the windows. You recognize there's a weakness there that needs to be fixed, that needs to be guarded against, that needs to be protected. And so wisdom looks around at these weaknesses, knows these different loopholes, the things you can get away with, but instead of using them for your own advantage, it tries to fix them, shore them up, protect them for the sake of others. So you may know the ambiguities in the uniform code that let you get away with something that's technically not right. Wisdom is going to seek to avoid that, not just follow the letter of the law, but also the spirit of the law. Wisdom seeks to use the existing rules and follow the unwritten rules towards loving God and loving neighbor. So as we talk about more specific scenarios throughout the year, we're going to think about how wisdom tries to shore up the law by fulfilling its intended purpose of loving God and loving our neighbor. Of loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, so that regardless of what the rule says, regardless of the limits, we're still going to do whatever is pleasing to God. So if you're faced with a difficult situation, maybe the question you start to ask is, what would a good student do in this situation where there isn't a rule, either against it or for it? What would my teacher ask of me in this situation where there isn't a rule against it or for it? What would God ask me to do in this situation where there isn't a rule against it or for it? Because we live in this world of weakness, your teachers are weak, your classmates are weak, love seeks to shore up these weaknesses by serving one another, not using the rules to exploit one another or to use it to our own advantage. So as we consider the rest of the school year, wisdom versus folly, think about how you relate to the rules. Will you use them for the advantage of others, or are you going to use them for your own selfish interests?